Today, Be'ezer Hashem, we learn Daf Yud Tes and Masechta Baba Basra. Some of the topics we learned about include the distinction regarding Nivreches Kaifsin, a person who wants to dig a pit for washing clothing, Min Achamtsin Shleisha Tvachim, for the pit that is used for soaking the clothing, a distance of 3 Tvachim is sufficient. Ava Min Anadyin Dalad Amas. However, for the pit that is used to scrub the clothing, a distance of 4 Amas is required. The distinction between our Mishnah and the Mishnah Masechta Shabbos regarding the items that are Mais of Hevel add heat. The halacha of Liyashin Adam Mayim Mitzad Kaisle Shechaveroi Elim Ken Hirchig Mimen Gimel Tvachim. A person may not relieve himself near someone else's wall unless he leaves a distance of 3 Tvachim, and the Braisa makes the following distinction. Only if the wall was built with bricks, a distance of 3 Tvachim is required. However, if the wall was built with stones, a distance of only 1 tefach is required. The discussion regarding chatzitza b'fnei hatuma, an item used to seal a wall or window to prevent tuma from passing through to another house, is considered a valid sealant only if the following two conditions are met. Ein mekabel tuma, the item cannot become tuma, and betuli maftalei, the owner abandoned the item permanently. However, davish mekabel tuma, the item can become tummy, such as food or clothing, or loy maftalei, if the owner put the item there only temporarily, in a chaytis b'fnei ha-tumah, the item is not a valid sealant and cannot prevent tumah from passing through.